Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Metro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roof Gentry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Roof Gentry. And now, play ball. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gentry, and towards Hoover, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball four. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo misplays the ball. That's an error on Mayo. Siebert moves to second. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro takes first base on ball four. Siebert moves to third. McGee moves to second. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Siebert scores. McGee moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Metro fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Outlaw moves to second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Metro juggles the ball. That's an error on Metro. Outlaw scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Estalella is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee fields the ball and throws to Christopher Covering. Safe. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayo. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Hall applying the tag. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bush. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metro hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wakefield strikes out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw strikes out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a line drive into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0-for-1 in the game. Busch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Metro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch misplays the ball. That's an error on Busch. Gentry moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee fields it and throws to second for the out. Gentry moves to third. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Higgins is hit by the pitch. Mayo moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wakefield. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Wakefield steals second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wakefield moves to third. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Metro strikes out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Metro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Hall reaches second base with a double. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Estalella bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Mayo covering, for the out. Garrison moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Metro hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 3 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 3 in the game. Richards strikes out. One out. Don Ross pinch hits for Joe Hoover. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Metro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeb Eaton pinch hits for Roof Gentry. Zeb Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Metro fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.